Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tinfoil Conspiracies. Today's episode is episode 51, and we have something very special today. Today, we are taking on the recent theory of flat Earth. It's been a pretty big theory going around with a lot of followers actually gaining popularity. I personally won't agree with it because it just, there's not any facts to back it up. I've done a lot of research on it and I am excited to talk about it today. Today's sponsor is PetsOvernight.com, where you can get your favorite pet overnight. So I have pulled up here the Flat Earth Society's website, and on their frequently asked questions, they have the evidence for the Flat Earth that proves that their Flat Earth theory is correct. And the evidence that they have here to support that is that they have an argument here that states that bends the bottom of most clouds are flat. Therefore, the Earth must be flat. Which, you know, I'm looking outside my window right now, and I see some clouds out here, and they're not that flat. They're pretty bumpy, actually. But, then they go on to argue that bends you look around, and the Earth around you looks flat. The Earth must be flat. Which, I don't think they really realize that the Earth is a gigantic ball, like unfathomably big. I can't say that word, but it's massive. If you want to see how big it really is, you can go on Google Earth and actually you look at scale of things. Then they go on to just say that the movement of the sun, that's literally all they say, is just the movement of the sun is their third argument. I don't really understand what they mean there, but I don't really know how to, you know, combat that because they're not really giving a good argument. But those are really the only three arguments that they have on their website, and that's the Flat Earth Society's website. I actually have a few ways that we can test, to see if the Earth is flat or round that you guys can do at home right now. But before we get to that, here is a message from our sponsor.
Would you like a giraffe? Have one delivered. Just log on to PetsOvernight.com and we'll send you a giraffe overnight. PetsOvernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
Alright, and that was PetsOvernight.com, where you can get your bundles of joy overnight. Okay, so on to the tests that we can do at home to prove that the Earth is round. The first thing that you can actually do right now without even getting up from your chair is go to www.iss-live.com, where you can see the Earth in all its glory. It is a live feed from the ISS International Space Station, and you can actually see the curvature of the Earth from there. But most flat earthers don't believe in NASA's live recordings or photos, so if you do not like that, I have a very good test that you guys can actually perform at home. All you have to do is find a pretty open, wide open plane facing due west with a building directly behind you. All you have to do is just wait until the sun sets. As soon as the sun goes below the surface of the Earth where you can't see it anymore, go in that building, go a few stories up, look out a window or look off the side of the building, and you can see the sun again. I guarantee you. Done it before, it's really cool. If you do not like that test, or if you're by the water, what you can do is you can actually watch boats come in and depart from ports and go across seas As you watch a boat reach the horizon, you'll actually notice that it looks as if it's sinking. And it just kind of sinks down into the water. That's actually the boat going over the curvature of the Earth. There's many videos online of this. It's a really neat phenomenon. And the third one is the most complicated, but you'll have to have somebody on the same latitude as you, but somebody also, same person, in a different time zone, preferably about 300 miles away from you. All you guys have to do is take 2 meter sticks each, well, each of you gets 1 meter stick, place it 90 degrees to the ground, at the exact same time, take a tape measure and measure the shadows that the sticks cast onto the earth, and you'll notice that one stick has a longer shadow than the other, and that is because of the degree difference in the curvature of the earth between you and your friend. But that looks like all we have time for tonight. This has been Tinfoil Conspiracies, and I hope that you guys do a little bit more research into this and not just believe things that you guys read online. This has been Jesse, and I am signing out. Peace.